Within a month of the 2016 election, former West York Mayor Charles Wasko was pressured to resign after posting offensive photos of President Barack Obama and his family on Facebook. Sean Malk, then Borough Council President, was appointed to finish Wasko's term, and he's now running unopposed for a full 4 years.
There are families still here suffering from systematic racism and the hurt that it causes. And we need to stay focused on the topic until no one has to feel afraid anymore, and certainly that no one has to feel like they have to move.
I've reached out to Wasko multiple times, but he's ignored all of my interview requests. In the meantime, it seems like the ordeal has pushed community leaders to confront racial tension in the 4,000-person borough, and results have been mixed. Malk says the public dialogue has made him and his family a target.
I've been called some pretty interesting names. My 4-year-old children had been targeted because they have a little darker tone to their skin. The N-word has been used in reference to them.
And at a council meeting earlier this year, Malk retold a story from a Black constituent whose child was called a racial slur by another adult. Malk said the word and was criticized for it.
I regret that anybody had any visceral pain from what I was putting forward from someone else. But I don't regret the fact that I'm shining a light on the very ugly, dark problem we have.
As far as policy, borough officials are updating anti-discrimination ordinances, police have shifted their focus to neighborhood foot patrols and developing relationships with residents, and the City of York's Human Relations Council now has its office in West York, which Malk says could be an opportunity for residents to file complaints and use other council services. And there's been another response from outside the borough and the traditional political realm. Local hip-hop artist Naku, whose real name is Terrell Bryant, produced a song Brothers last winter, and it's gotten millions of views on YouTube and listens on iTunes and Spotify.
Here is a young man who understands what a divisive, powerful situation he's talking about, and he found a way to get through to people.
He saw the song that went viral, and he was like really thankful. He thanked me for doing that because he said that we need more of that as youth, and then in our community we need more people like that. We need more people to spread the word, and that he was just real happy because he's trying to do the same thing. He's trying to make a change.
Naku produced Brothers with another hip-hop artist named Young Verse, a white ex-Marine living in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But the seed for the song was first planted over a year before that. Naku told me about one winter afternoon when he was out shoveling snow to make some money, and a cop drove by and yelled a racial slur at him. Naku says he also was inspired by the election and related bias incidents.
Recently, since Donald Trump and all that stuff, I see on TV and you see on the internet a whole bunch of things like racial problems starting to happen again.
And some of it was happening in his own backyard. Besides the Wasko controversy, Naku also mentioned what happened at the York County School of Technology right after the election, when students were filmed walking with a Trump sign at York Tech, as someone yelled "White Power" from off screen.
White power!
Tech already had some programming in place meant to address racial tension and promote diversity, but the video went viral, and after that, administrators felt compelled to take action. One major move was hiring Carla Christopher to fill the diversity coordinator position that had been vacant for years. Christopher is formerly York's poet laureate and a healthcare advocate, has since introduced an evidence-based approach for responding to bias incidents on top of existing disciplinary measures like suspensions and parent conferences.
The students get reflection exercises, teaching empathy. When they come back, they have to actually do a processing session with either myself or one of the school counselors to talk about the empathy aspect, putting themselves in other people's shoes, understanding the damage that they do.
Christopher says her interactions with students and staff have been really positive so far, but some teachers are more responsive than others. She says a number of factors could be at play, including the fact that she's been there so far during the busiest times of the school year, standardized testing in the spring, followed by the end of classes for summer.
Am I prepared for that some of the teachers who I don't hear back from, that there might be more to their reticence? Sure. It could be outright racism, it could be defensiveness, it could be thinking that I'm coming to train wreck their curriculum.
Christopher says she has to be mindful not only of teacher concerns, but also the area's complex history of racial tension.
Everything about what's going on in one place where 14 school districts are coming together, where people of every income level are coming together, where people who have families that have history all over the place are coming together. Every single incident has a million moving parts.
Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.